It's summer programming on 3CR, and there's so many reasons to stay tuned. Shorts, features, documentaries, new and unusual music, and highlights from 2020. To check out our summer grid, go to 3cr.org.au/summer-specials.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bondage! Up yours! 1, 2, 3, 4!
Wayward Girl, summer fill-in, Fridays 9 to 10pm on 3CR. Listening to Wayward Girl on 3CR, filling in for Left After Breakfast. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which 3CR broadcasts from and is situated, and acknowledge the Wurundjeri people, and pay my respects to their elders, past, present, emerging. Acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded and that the First Nations peoples are a proud culture that has been practicing their culture for well over 40,000 years. Today on the show, we are continuing on from last week and paying tribute to longtime volunteer Michael Smith, who passed away in December. And unexpectedly, and I know a lot of people who, whether they've known Michael Smith for a long time or for a short time, he was a beautiful soul, very generous and giving. And I guess we're all in shock. In the interim from finding out, it's sunk in a bit. But, I feel like Michael loved above all, you know, independent music and music that defied conventions of what music is. We start off the show with a band, and he wasn't a musician himself, he would say that, but he did have a band that he played in. And it was called Hate, spelt H VIII, so, you know, H plus Roman numerals, and that was very much made up on the spot. Sometimes there were lyrics written out, and it was anyone could join in and play in that band at that time, at that gig. That recording was live, obviously, and taken from a gig in 2005. It was a house party for Kat's birthday in Hope Street, Brunswick, and is part of his Weather Records audio archive unit, another thing that Michael put into the world for a time was he put his collective money into he did create a label and put out some music for sale, also obviously an audio archive unit, so and, you know, things like gigs and house parties would also get a record label number. So I thought we'd start off the first bracket with releases from that record label. The first release, official release, was the band The Stabs' first ever single, or first ever, you know, released music. And he also put out, and they were all 7 inches. It was like a 7-inch club. And so following The Stabs, he put out, or Weather Records put out another 7-inch from Panel of Judges. And then also in that bracket, you'll hear from a band called Bang Bang AIDS. If you don't know who Bang Bang AIDS is, that's fine. They weren't around for a long time. But Marcus Hobbs, who is now, you know, more well known for East Brunswick All Girls Choir, that was one of his bands that he formed with. Oh, I've forgotten his name. That's terrible. But yeah, they were young, you know, late teens, early 20s guys from either Bendigo or around Ballarat, and came in and played on Mike's radio show at the time, Let Your Freak Flag Fly, which is still around. Mike loved it. So he did their first, well, I think it's their first release, and I guess the rest is history. Marcus, when Bang Bang AIDS folded because one of the other members, it was a two-piece, moved to China, Marcus came into 3CR on Let Your Freak Flag Fly and played solo as, you know, the East Brunswick all-girls choir. And I guess the rest kind of, you know, rolled on from there. So, yeah. Anyway, let's get on with this tribute to Michael Smith, the first set being Weather Records releases, with Weather Records being his record label. First up, you're going to hear from The Stabs, and this is That's It.
Thank you. Music has been at the heart of the city of Darebin's rich cultural history. Beats, Ballads and Ballrooms is an audio tour that covers the history of country, rock, punk, cabaret, rebetika, folk and traditional music styles in the Darebin area. Experienced as a walking tour via the Echoes app or listened to at home via the web, the tour brings listeners to 15 locations to reveal the songs and stories behind the city's venues, past and present. Visit beatsballadsandballrooms.com for more information. Beats, Ballads and Ballrooms was commissioned and funded by Darebin Arts for Hyperlocal.
A 3CR supporter. Okay, so this is Shebop. And so is this. And this. Shebop, a program that explores feminist issues. Tune in Mondays, 10:30 a.m. for a show where only women get to speak, but everyone can listen.
And you are listening to Wayward Girl on 3CR, filling in for Left After Breakfast through January. And Susanna will be back in, I guess, the first show in February. Woohoo! That set we were listening to together is... Well, the whole show is a tribute to Michael Smith, a long-time volunteer who passed away before Christmas in December. And, you know, his impact on and most people he met was a positive one, a good one. He just had a way about him that was very welcoming and very... accepting, and people just, you know, it's a cliche, but, you know, moths to a flame. So we, in that set, we played some 7-inch releases that he put out on his Weather Records label. I'm not sure exactly how many years it ran. I want to say maybe 2 or 3. Could be more. Memory's not a great thing. From about 2004 onwards, the first 7-inch he put out was the first you heard in that set. It was the Stabs' first release, and you heard the, I don't know whether it's side A or B, it's probably a double A side, or knowing them, double B side, the song That's It, which never appeared on any other of their albums. So, yeah, it was kind of, it wasn't exclusive to Weather Records. Then you heard a release of Panel of Judges and the song Forest for the Trees. And then lastly, you heard from Bang Bang AIDS and the song Dead Ant Dance. Bang Bang AIDS was a duo consisting of, I want to say Lachlan, but I've probably got it wrong. But and I apologise that my memory is failing and my Googling is not up to snuff. But, yeah, Marcus Hobbs from Bang Bang AIDS went on after the demise of Bang Bang AIDS to start first solo as East Brunswick All Girls Choir to where it is today, part of the Milk Records staple and regularly, you know, releasing great music and playing great concerts and generally being great. And Michael Smith recognised very early on the talent in this band and had them on his show Let Your Freak Flag Fly many times, as did, you know, all of the bands he put out. They all came on to Let Your Freak Flag Fly multiple times. He loved music and he loved getting it out there, and he actually did put his money where his mouth was and put some out himself. So, yeah, again, my historian skills aren't really up to snuff. I'm not sure if there were more official releases. There was, of course, sort of bootleggy type audio archive box sets of gigs that he had involvement in putting together, and parties and house gigs and posters, even got a Weather Records label number. Yeah, he was just that kind of guy. He got excited and by music and all aspects of music, not just the published audio of it. So, yeah, beautiful guy. So we're going to continue on with that tribute. I did actually want to play some more of the bands from the Cat's Birthday kind of audio archive box, but the CD players don't like this kind of burnt, you know. And not to be unfair, but yeah, my copies are very scratched. I don't know how they've got scratched. Sort of rustling around in my bag or whatever, but usually I'm a bit better at you know, keeping CDs unscratched. Does anyone know what CDs are anymore? Are they like cassette tapes were for a while? Just, you know, unloved, unused for a while, and then kind of made a comeback. But yeah, CD. So I haven't. I'm not going to be able to play some live set of Dad Vibe, The Bites, Deep We're All Drown. But yeah, we will play in the rest of the show a compilation, some music from a compilation that Mike put together, an unofficial one for a benefit gig for 3CR's Burning Vinyl, and then play some of his, you know, bands that he really did love. And, you know, he loved a lot of music. I'm not going to be able to play all of them, but, you know, the local stuff for sure. So anyway, yeah, let's hear from another act he really enjoyed, loved, and, you know, had regularly on the show, as and they regularly played benefit gigs and gigs for Michael. So let's hear from Tabby and Miffy, and this is Glow in the Dark Condom.
Oh, Maintain the Rage. Indigenous Social Justice Association Melbourne invites you to join our first meeting of 2021 online on Thursday the 14th of January at 6:30 p.m. Become actively involved in ongoing campaigns to prevent more Aboriginal deaths in custody. It's an opportunity to learn, ask questions, offer skills and have a discussion. Join our team in working with families of Aboriginal people who have died in custody in their fight for justice. Message Ishta Melbourne Facebook with your email and we'll send through an invitation to join the online discussion. Indigenous Social Justice Association Melbourne is a 3CR supporter.
Anyone. Black and Billy Friday, Robin Sport, Ray, 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 C, R.
Yeah, join me at 11 every Friday, for some Black and Billy sound, we see our community radio, 8:55 on your end door.
Black and Deadly Friday, Robin Sport, Radic Radio, Breeze CR.
Yeah, join me at 11 every Friday for some Black and Deadly sound. Please see our community radio, 8:55 on your end door. Voice of the people, the people.
Black and Deadly Friday, Robin Sport, Radic Radio.
You're listening to 3CR.
Music on 3CR is the best.
La 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 la. You're listening to 3CR. 3CR, 3CR, 3CR.
And you're listening to Wayward Girl on 3CR. We've got about just under 10 minutes left to go. And this has been a show in tribute to Michael Smith, a long-time volunteer. And, yeah, just, you know, it's been a shock. And, yeah, just reminiscing briefly with friends about shared experiences we all had with Michael and how much fun we had and pain and everything. And yeah, it's still a shock to the system, and he was such an ingrained part of 3CR. It's even strange to be here knowing that, you know, he's not here anymore. So, but yeah, that set was, you know, music he loves, some music he's had on the show, some music he would have loved, people he would have loved had on the show. We started with Tabby and Miffy, who we had many times on the show, with Glow in the Dark Condom. Then you heard from 99 from their album The Process and the song The Specialist, which I'm sure they performed on the show. They were a band that came in many, many times, and I enjoyed it every single time. And I know Mike did and was a big fan of everything Laura McFarlane did. Then you heard from V from her album So Pure, All Lovers Deserve to Die. There was an iconic image put out by 3CR of Mike, which also featured in the book, of Mike at a makeshift portable mixing desk in the middle of some rubble. And that was from a live tour that he did in when the site next door to 3CR was a building site being built up into apartments. And that live tour featured Dumb Shit Music, as well as V, who had just relocated back to Melbourne from Berlin. So, yeah, and I know this is music he would have dug and loved. Then we heard from Magic Dirt, Amoxicillin, from Life Was Better When I Was a Wetter EP. Many memories of going to Magic Dirt gigs with Mike, and how much Mike loved Magic Dirt, and especially, you know, music from this era of Magic Dirt. Loved Amoxicillin, the song. And then we followed it up with Little Ugly Girls, another band he loved, Jimmy. Played that, apart from the fact that he loved Little Ugly Girls. There was a gig, a bunch of friends and obviously Mike went to in Venus Bay on kind of the Gippsland coast, and it was Magic Dirt headlining with Little Ugly Girls supporting and Legends of Motorsport. And it was the most, we still talk about that gig and that night. We stayed over at a friend's parents' place, just reminiscing. Anyway, we'll be back next week. We're going to close out the show with someone he would have loved to have had on the show, who also passed away way too early, and a song that he loved to. Roland S. Howard, from his first solo album, Teenage Snuff Film. You're going to hear the song Autoluminescent. Thanks for listening. Here we go.
I'm blinding, autoluminescent. I am white heat. I am heaven sent. I was a nightmare, but I'm not gonna go there again. Into the black hole, the house of no contest. Make mine a meteor, rise me above the rest. I'm soaring through outer space. There is no better place to be. Christ, I'm greater than God in light. I am dangerous. I cut like the sharpest knife. I'm going over, and I hope I can hold her. Darkness, I gave away myself, slipped on the spiral stairs, tumbling down. down the